I'm Austin.
And I'm Scooter.
And you're listening to the Audio Drama Production Podcast.
Part of the Audio Drama Network.
I'm speaking today with Matt Boudreaux of Aural Stage Studios, 11th Hour Productions, and the executive producer of this very show, the Audio Drama Production Podcast. How are you, Matt?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'd like to talk to you today about just panning in general, creating a sense of space within your recordings.
What I have going here is a scene from Otherworldlies. This is a scene between Nuri, played by Marissa Caruso, and Vedoma, played by Tanya Milojevic. Here's the general scene and what it sounds like. This is without panning and just a general quick setup of the scene.
It's larger in here than it looks from the outside.
Says the little girl who doesn't believe in magic. Why do you ignore what you feel? What you've known since you were young?
You don't have a crystal ball.
I also don't use tarot. No deflecting.
You try explaining anything to anyone in a village. There's no room for uniqueness in a community that small.
Oh, this is why you banish yourself.
Why can't I just see Azrael?
To see Azrael, to really see him, first you must know yourself.
Okay, so that's just the basic edit going on there. So with traditional panning, what I would do is normally I'd set my characters up in their own sense of space. When we do it in music, we kind of put everybody, we put one guitarist in the left speaker, one guitarist in the right speaker, or we put the bassist somewhere near the middle and, you know, kind of find our sense of space. And I kind of do the same thing when I do like stereo-based audio dramas where, you know, my lead character is usually somewhat in the middle. My lead character in this case is Nuri. But where we have two characters in the scene, I kind of want to separate out their stereo field. So the first thing I'll do is I'll move Nuri over to the right. And it's kind of arbitrary and up to you. I put my good characters on the right and my bad characters on the left. It's really up to you where you place them. The big sense is just kind of moving them not fully to the left, but kind of in their own sense of space on the left. So I go about like roughly 40% for the panning. And then what you're going to do is you're going to get kind of a sense of space where one character's on the left and one character's on the right, and it'll sound more like this.
It's larger in here than it looks from the outside.
Says the little girl who doesn't believe in magic.
Hmm?
Why do you ignore what you feel? What you've known since you were young?
You don't have a crystal ball.
I also don't use tarot. No deflecting.
You try explaining anything to anyone in a village. There's no room for uniqueness in a community that small.
Oh, this is why you banish yourself.
Why can't I just see Azrael?
To see Azrael, to really see him. First, you must know yourself.
Basically, what that's going to do is, so Vedoma's going to be in more in the left ear, Nuri's going to be more in the right ear, and you get more of a stereo sense of them being around you rather than both of them being directly in front of you. So that's basic stereo kind of editing, and, you know, that's what I typically do for most of my early audio dramas, like 1918 and stuff like that. More recently, starting with Five Levels of Fear, I started playing around more with more of a surround kind of feel, so you can kind of move people through the sense of space. And that's done with a plugin in Reaper called Resurround.
Yeah, that comes standard with it, right?
Yeah. Okay, so we got the 3D mix set up here, and what we're going to do is we're going to route Nuri and Vedoma through the 3D mix. So we're going to go into our routing here, routing for the track, and we're going to pull up a receive. It's going to receive from each of the individual tracks that you select. And for purposes of giving these guys each their own channel, which we can kind of move through the 3D space, I'm going to set their audios, their audio output, this one here. So Nuri gets channel 1. And Vedoma gets channel 2. And you can do that with however many number of characters that you bring in. You can add channel 1, channel 2, channel 3. You can add channels up here to select as many channels as you want. So say if I go down here and select for track channels, if I select 10, say I've got 10 characters. Now when I pull this down, you can see I've got 10 different outputs that I can assign them to. In this case, I've only got 2, so I'm only going to select 2, and then we'll only have 1 and 2. The other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to turn off the master send for Nuri and the master send for Vedoma. What that does is it stops their main tracks, their tracks from going to the master channel. That way you're not playing through both the 3D mix that I'm about to set up and playing through the mains, because what you'll get is you'll get both, and everything will sound kind of wonky and centered. And you do that for all the characters, but I'm just going to do it for Nuri and Vedoma, because in this scene, that's all we're using. For those who are just listening through audio, what I did is I went through the routing tab in Reaper. It's just the little box that says route under it. I click on that. Let me see, how do I describe this? Over on the bottom right, there's a drop-down box that says receives. And then you click add new receive. And then you select the character, so Nuri. And then you add new receive again and select Vedoma. And then down under each of those, it'll create a new receive from track 2, receive from track 10. So receive from Nuri, receive from Vedoma. There's a audio routing tab that says audio 1-2. And then it has an arrow, and then it'll normally say audio 1-2. You're going to hit that drop down, and you're just going to select 1 or 2 or whatever channel you want to set the receives to. Anyway, now that you've got this 3D mix set up, what we need to do is we need to go into the effects panel for the 3D mix tab. You do that by clicking the button that says effects, and in here, under filter, you're going to type surround. And in there is a VST that comes with Reaper called Resurround, R-E-A Surround. Now, for a basic surround mix, it comes set up with a good stereo surround mix. And basically what you can kind of do is you can kind of move people through this space now. And I will play through while moving the characters around, and you'll be able to hear them move through the space. Channel 1 is what we set to Nuri. Channel 2 is what we set to Vedoma. What I'll normally do is I'll go down to the inputs here. And so I know who I'm dealing with. I will name those. And now what you have is you have a setup that's kind of set up like blocking on a stage. When you play through the scene, and I'm just going to play through it real quick like now.
It's larger in here than it looks from the outside.
Says the little girl who doesn't believe in magic.
Hmm?
Why do you ignore what you feel? What you've known since you were young?
You don't have a crystal ball.
I also don't use tarot. No deflecting.
You try explaining anything to anyone in a village. There's no room for uniqueness in a community that small.
Oh, this is why you banish yourself.
Why can't I just see Azrael?
To see Azrael, to really see him, first you must know yourself.
That's awesome.
The way I was doing it manually, it's not set up to record yet, so nothing got recorded when I did that. Play it back.
It's larger in here than it looks from the outside.
You can see Nuri and Vedoma aren't going to move.
Girl.
Okay, so the next thing we're going to do is we're going to go in here and we're going to click this button that says trim. This is your envelope tracking, and this is how we're going to start tracking how people move through space in Resurround. We've got these scaling for X, Y, and Z for... You've got in 1, X, Y, and Z, and in input 2, X, Y, and Z here. This is how they move through audio space. So we're going to turn all of them on and arm them by clicking the boxes on the left. You want to make sure that these ones say arm, and then make sure you're armed for recording. The other thing you want to do is up here in the top left corner, there's this thing that says automation mode. It's normally set to trim read. What you want to do is set it to either touch or latch, depending on the type of, or read, depending on, no, I'm sorry, touch or latch, depending on what you're doing. You can also go down to write. That'll automatically track everything that I'm doing by writing it to the channels. So I'm going to set mine to write, and then we're going to go back to the effects screen here. And now when I move them through space, as I play and move them through space, it should, if I've done everything correctly, record everything.
It's larger in here than it looks from the outside.
Says the little girl who doesn't believe in magic.
Hmm?
Why do you ignore what you feel? What you've known since you were young?
You don't have a crystal ball.
I also don't use tarot. No deflecting.
You try explaining anything to anyone in a village. There's no room for uniqueness in a community that small.
Oh, this is why you banish yourself.
Why can't I just see Azrael?
To see Azrael, to really see him, first you must know yourself.
So that's the entire scene. Now, if you look at my automation track here, you can see that it's written all the moves that I...
Oh, yeah.
Mostly the X, Y, we're not moving in Z space because that's up and down. You can move up and down, but it requires different settings. And it's not as effective. It's kind of similar to up and down in binaural, or if you're listening in 5.1. You kind of get the sense that something's flying over, but it's not really true to how we perceive up and down in audio.
That's right. Definitely something I would love to eventually get into. we've had a couple of shows in the past that voices needed to be like above or below your centered voice, and I couldn't figure out how to do it.
So over here, we need to change our automation mode back to trim it and read. Otherwise, it'll overwrite anything that you just changed. So now when we play back through...
It's larger in here than it looks from the outside.
Says the little girl who doesn't believe in magic.
Hmm?
Why do you ignore what you feel? What you've known since you were young?
You don't have a crystal ball.
I also don't use tarot. No deflecting.
You try explaining anything to anyone in a village. There's no room for uniqueness in a community that small.
Oh, this is why you banish yourself.
Why can't I just see Azrael?
To see Azrael, to really see him, first you must know yourself.
That's a basic stereo setup and basic tracking that you can do with that. Now, another thing that you can do with this, so one of the things you can do, and I'm just going to do this with one character. Let's do it with Nuri. I'm going to insert a new track here, and this is going to be a Foley track. So what I'll do is I'll generally attach the Foley and any props that a specific character is using to the same channels. So again, we're going to turn the master send off.
So like footsteps, clothing movement, stuff like that.
Yeah, footsteps, clothing movement. If I have a character like Charon in this story smokes a cigar, well, then I'm going to assign the cigar to her so that if there's a puff of a cigar, it moves with her through the sense of space, and it's really easy to keep the panning all on the level. And then you don't have to pan individual tracks. You don't have to kind of keep track of each track to make sure that they're the same because they're all assigned to this one output.
Nice. That's another good step because I currently pan each individual track.
So I'm going to show you two ways of setting up that track. You can either do it the way we did this other one by hitting add new receive. And now you see we've got the Foley here. And then I'm going to assign that Foley track to the same track as Nuri. And then anything assigned to that track is going to move through the same sense of space as anything else on that channel. So if Nuri's there, Foley's there. There's a lot of drinking in this story, so there's usually like a whiskey bottle involved. So I'll do a props send. And then what I'll generally do is I'll do like the Foley. I'll do a separate, like one for feet and then one for bottle. And now let me drag some sound effects in. Let's see, feet. These probably won't be great because I'm kind of doing it on the fly here. But all right, so I've got feet. And Nuri's usually barefoot, so I'm going to type in barefoot. I'm going to pull her feet. So normally what I'll do is I'll actually build the Foley first and then set them in 3D space. That way I know when I hear their footsteps that they're moving.
So you get all of your sound effects put where you want them before you start your panning.
Yes. Normally I like to vary the sound. This one will include her spit take. So I showed you how to bring in the routing from the 3D mix. You can also bring it in from the individual channels. If I pull up the routing for Foley, it's got a send over here that's set to the 3D mix that's based on what we made in the 3D mix. You can also do that from the individual track that you're sending from. Just do it from the send side. Click send and send it to 3D mix. It's the exact same process, and then you assign it to the same channel. So now we got Nuri walking around and drinking. It's probably not going to sound exactly right, but it'll give you a sense of what's gonna happen with it.
I've kind of noticed that about Reaper. It seems like everything has like three or four options of how to go about doing everything.
That really is the beauty of Reaper, because normally you don't set up things with like subfolders in other DAWs. Reaper allows you to set it up like subfolders, and I like the visual element of that. If you don't like subfolders and you worked with like Pro Tools or Adobe Audition, which is where I came from, you can set it up as just normal sends. So you've got each one has its own, so you can set up sub-channels.
It's larger in here than it looks from the outside.
Says the little girl who doesn't believe in magic.
Hmm?
Why do you ignore what you feel? What you've known since you were young?
You don't have a crystal ball.
I also don't use tarot. No deflecting.
You try explaining anything to anyone in a village. There's no room for uniqueness in a community that small.
Oh, this is why you banish yourself.
Why can't I just see Azrael?
To see Azrael, to really see him, first, you must know yourself.
Well, you heard the spit take move around.
Yeah.
completely off with the spit take on a very serious scene, but you know.
Yeah.
This is one just basic stereo setup of routing. What I'll tend to do is I tend to work with a 5.1 routing. Now, with that, you're going to need some different tools that help you turn the 5.1 into back to a stereo but binaural sense of space.
Okay.
So first thing you're going to do is you're going to set your 3D mix to 5.1 surround sound. Now you'll see it's got a 5.1 setup here. It's got your five channels here, and then your LFE, which is your subwoofer, can be set by going to input faders down here, setting LFE, and we're going to say, okay, Nuri and Vidoma go to the LFE. That way, if you've got a subwoofer, whatever you want to send to the LFE goes to the subwoofer. I'm also going to change my input channels back to 2, so we just have Nuri and Vidoma again. And now we have just these two characters that can move around this now 5.1 sense of space. And if you're mixing down in 5.1, you're fine there, but where we work in a medium that's largely listened to through headphones or car speakers, we want to be able to kind of translate that down into those two mediums. So what I've got is this is from a creator called Jean-Marc Duchamp. If you look up Spat Surround or Surround Phone online, you should be able to find them. They're free. The site's all in French, so it's a little hard to find. So what I'm going to use right now is a tool called Surround Phone. And what Surround Phone does is it creates this 3D sense of space. But what happens is this 3D sense of space, which I'm going to turn off. So I've turned off 7.1 and 9.1 and 13.1. You can work with all the different senses of space. Now we're down to the 5.1 setup. You can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 channels. So I'm going to pull that back down. And basically what this does is allows you to convert the 5.1 surround sound to binaural sound. One additional step that I do, because I and other people sometimes don't listen through headphones, binaural sound, when you listen through stereo speakers, doesn't sound quite right, because it creates what's called crosstalk. And what crosstalk is when basically all that information that's in the middle kind of overlaps from the left track to the right track, and it makes things not quite sound in a true surround sound space. But you get a better sense of a surround sound space and a really convincing in-depth stereo space through a basic stereo system. Using a crosstalk cancellation. And these are all freely downloadable. So what this crosstalk cancellation does is it takes that central sense of space that gets overlapped and that you don't want. It compensates for it so it sounds good on a basic stereo setup. The nice thing about it is with crosstalk cancellation, you can still put the headphones on and it will still sound binaural, but it eliminates that crosstalk for if people are listening in their cars. Or, like I listen through my studio speakers sometimes.
That's fantastic.
Same characters in the same sense of space. Now what we should be able to hear is we should be able to hear them move in more of a binaural sense of space.
It's larger in here than it looks from the outside.
Says the little girl who doesn't believe in magic.
Hmm?
Why do you ignore what you feel? What you've known since you were young?
You don't have a crystal ball.
I also don't use tarot. No deflecting.
You try explaining anything to anyone in a village. There's no room for uniqueness in a community that small.
Oh, this is why you banish yourself.
Why can't I just see Azrael?
To see Azrael, to really see him, first you must know yourself.
So now basically what you get is more of a sense that the characters are in front of you or behind you. And moving around you in the sense of space, rather than just being in the standard stereo sense of space that we have here, where they're just kind of moving left to right. And you'll get some fade and diffusion when they move forward and back in the stereo space, but it's not quite as convincing as if you do it in the surround space. So with my SFX track, what I'll generally have is, let me pull in some sound effects. And because this is set at a carnival, here we go, a little kiddie roller coaster. So another fun and also very free VST, there's a lot of great VSTs out there that are free, is one called Proximity. Back in the day being like 3 years ago, before Proximity came out, if you wanted to get a sense of the proximity effect, you kind of had to calculate the distance from the microphone and then calculate the speed of sound, drop everything out. So if a character is 1 foot away from you, they're at one level. And then if they're 2 feet away from you, they drop by 3 dB. If they're 4 feet away from you, they drop by 6 dB, you know, and then 8. And so you got to do a lot of calculations in order to get an accurate sense of where people are in space and time. But what this VST does is it does that for you. You've got like this absolute and relative. And if you watch, as I bring down the dial, it tells you how many feet they are away from you.
Oh, wow.
And it compensates for the delay, the gain, the air absorption, and it has two different stereo widths. When things are farther away from you, they tend to actually move towards the center more because of how your ears pick them up. So yeah, this does a lot of the calculation for you. And so you can take something like this kiddie ride that we have here. Okay, so here we have the kiddie roller coaster as if they're right on top of you. Everything's normalized to full.
It's larger here than
and at 0 feet away, you know, it's going to sound really loud and on top of you. Now I'm going to play through it, and I'll move the distance away from you.
It's larger here than clicks from the outside, says the girl who doesn't believe in magic.
Mm-hmm. Why do you ignore what you feel, what you've known since you were young?
You don't have a crystal ball.
And you can
ball.
Kind of hear the further I move it away.
So don't use sterile. I'm deflecting.
You more distant, the fair round sounds in the natural sense
there's
of
no
space.
There's no room for uniqueness.
Holy crap.
That
small. So this is why you banish yourself.
Why can't I just see Azrael?
To see.
So it creates a really nice sense of space really simply and really easily. So now I can get a very three-dimensional kind of pseudo-surround going on without needing to do a whole lot of work and without... If I had to track all of that up here, it would take me hours.
So where would today's modern audio dramatist find a copy of that Proximity VST?
Proximity is created by a group called Tokyo Dawn Records, and you can find that at tokyodawn.net/proximity. Surround phone 3D. So it's acousmodules.free.fr, that's acousmodules.free.fr, and then /utilities.htm, and if you scroll down under converters, surround phone 3D is your thing. So that's going to get you the surround sound converted down to binaural and whatever surround sound you want to work with, 7.1, 9.1, 13.1. The re-surround that comes with Reaper works with all of those. It just depends on, you know, what you set it for. So if I go in here and go into Reaper, and I sometimes work in 9.1. If it's not here, you can create it. So 9.1 surround. Now you've got all your channels. If you want more channels, you can actually create them just by doing a custom user setup. Yeah, you can put a circle of speakers all around your characters and kind of have them interact in space. And then all you have to do is kind of go over to your surround phone and then set it for 13.1 or 9.1 or whatever you're using.
That's awesome. We've covered quite a bit. Gives me quite a bit of research to do. Well, this has been very educational. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me, Matt.
Absolutely. I love talking audio.
Until next time, thanks.
All right. Thank you.
This episode was brought to you with the support of our patrons through Patreon.
For more information about how to become a patron, go to patreon.com/ADPP.
Where you can get some interesting perks as thanks for your support.
Don't forget to check us out at audiodramaproduction.com.
Thanks to our line producer and editor, Tanya Milojevic.
And our executive producer, Matthew Boudreau.
We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.